Restoring My Soul, Monday the 22nd of July. The Example of Jacob. The account of Jacob's pilgrimage reveals the sovereignty of the Lord as the terrain manager for those who fear him. Jacob left the house of Isaac and began his journey to Laban's house with only a staff in his hand. At Bethel, as he slept with his head on a stone, he dreamed of a ladder set up on the earth with its top in heaven and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. The Lord stood beside and above the ladder and said to Jacob, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. In you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Having received this revelation, Jacob awoke from his sleep. His sleep was his covetousness, for he desired the physical inheritance and blessing that belonged to his brother. Jacob was now awake from his covetousness and was established in the fear of the Lord. Consequently, he was established on a journey that was fraught with valleys and mountains. However, the Lord was with Jacob and enabled him to endure in the season of trial and to proceed to obtain what had been promised to him through the word of the Lord. At the conclusion of his 20-year trial of faith, Jacob testified, "I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth or illumination which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 32 verse 10, Genesis chapter 28 verses 11 to 17, and Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. For further study, Genesis chapter 28.